I'm hoping that I caught that most of that, because that was 5 minutes of my life chatting away. But that's the only problem I have with audio booze, is audio booze. Yeah, I do the world, I'm pissed. Oh, I'm always drunk. The only problem I have with audio booze is you don't know when they're finished. It doesn't sort of like go, I'm finished now. You're now finished. A burp would be nice, just to tell you that it's doing its thing. I was talking about I'm driving home again. I always do these while I'm driving. It's just one of my things. It's a cold, dark October evening, coming up to Halloween soon, and I'm driving home to let the dogs out. But Marley, who's one of our dogs, who's black Labradoodle, who's about 7 months old now, and he's an absolute fucking head case. Absolutely food monster. If you food, he will love you. If you don't have food, you don't give a fuck. He does give a fuck. He just loves you. He will just not leave your legs. And he'll hump them as well. He is such a beast, and I love him totally. I love our other dog, Crunchy, who's a beagle. But she's slightly indifferent to everyone. She is happy to see you, but she is slightly indifferent to you. She growls occasionally at me, which I find amusing. Marley is named after Jacob Marley from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. One of my favourite Charles Dickens books / movies / Muppets, because you can't beat the Muppet version, because I do believe that Charles Dickens would have included Gonzo and a rat called Rizzo as narrators in his book, and I honestly do. And he would have included rats working for Scrooge, and he would have also included penguins ice skating, because I think that book just needed those things. Also, Robert Louis Stevenson. Is it Robert Louis Stevenson who did Treasure Island? I hope it is. I hope I'm showing some sort of knowledge. He would have enjoyed the Muppets version of his Treasure Island, because it was fucking hilarious with again the Muppets. Can't be anything with Muppets. I think life would be much, much better with some Muppets involved. That would be really cool. Sort of like just the really, you always see the meetings, the board meetings, where it's always so serious. It's always so, oh my God, we got to get in there. We got to do this presentation, Bob. Bob, our futures and the future of this company depend on this fucking presentation. And just having a Muppet give the presentation would be amazing. Yes? What type of Muppet? Not an Elmo, because he's a little bit too hyperactive when it comes to Muppets. Someone along the lines of a Rizzo the Rat, yes, Rizzo the Rat I would like, or the Prawn character giving a presentation. Anything with Muppets or puppets, oh, not total puppets, some puppets can be a bit odd, but giving that presentation, it's always that, isn't it? You have to give this presentation, Bob, for fuck's sake. I don't care if your wife's just dead, it's the future of the company, man, future of the company. Bat it out of the park, man! You batted it out of the park! They're always so enthusiastic about giving presentations. They are. And also, presentations always include some sort of, what do you call it? It's always a drawing. The presentations are always drawings. You never see them using PowerPoint, because PowerPoint, yeah, you can change it instantly. You can just fucking type away, da-da-da, change, PowerPoint. Because it's always a drawing, and it's always something that's taken them weeks to do. Sorry, it's just my mind rambling away. I'm quite enjoying this rambly, but that is true. In all of the movies and TV shows, it's always an easel, or it's always some sort of fucking paper. God's sake, who uses paper anymore? Presentation. Saying that, if they do show TV screens, they're usually an evil corporation, and they usually have an advertisement saying how evil they are. Bye for now.